This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Hey, welcome to Living My Side Hustle. Happy to be here with you again. It's Dave. And I have somebody returning to the podcast. You're like, oh, really? They were on one of my other podcasts, Living the Next Chapter. And Danielle Fliller is here, and we're going to be talking about voice acting as a side hustle. Did you think you can do this? Did you even know about this? You can do this. And Danielle's here to share that with us. I'm excited to have her on the show. And I wanted to give you a taste of what Danielle does from home, has a side hustle, and this is a sample of some of her work, and then we're going to jump into the podcast. You ready? Here we go. Here's Danielle.
The perfect gift. Finding it can be incredibly time-consuming and stressful. Will they like it? Feel appreciated? Is it meaningful to that person? And what about everyone else? Huh, this guy with the big ideas. You're the best, and I love you. But you, getting into the fancy mega shrew temple? It ain't happening. No, sir. Nope. Nobody know. Looking for the right moment to have a talk with your teen? Conversation starters are all around us. Hey, what do you know about weed? All you have to do is ask. More tips on starting the talk at parent-upvt.org.
Okay, everyone. Happy holiday weekend in the U.S. Hello. We're in Canada. We're just another weekend. But my guest is taking time away from a holiday weekend to be with us. So talk about commitment. Danielle's here with us. We're going to be talking about her side hustle, and we're going to live it together. Danielle, welcome to Living My Side Hustle. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. You look very familiar, like we've had a conversation before.
You may have seen me before, heard me before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were on Living the Next Chapter. See, I'm getting them all mixed up. I'm getting them all confused. And it was so great to have you on there. I invited you back over here to talk to this audience and share your amazing story with everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tell everybody where you are on this holiday weekend in the U.S.
Yeah, thanks. So I am in New York. It's Memorial Day weekend. So it's a time when we honor the people who have died for our country. And we honor it by grilling and drinking a lot of beer. So there's that.
There is that. Yes. And to all those that have served and are serving, thank you for what you do. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you have done. There's a lot of amazing people out there.
Yes. You know,
and that's exciting. So thank you to everyone that's listening, that serves. We appreciate you. We have people who listen overseas on bases and ships and all over the place. So we want to say hi to them as well. So thank you.
And thank you. Yes.
Yes. So, okay. Tell everybody what brings you here, which is fun. You do something quite unique. It requires that wonderful microphone in front of you. And I'm fascinated and I can't wait to get into this. Tell everybody what you do as a side hustle.
So my side hustle is being a voiceover actor, which, you know, is pretty random when people ask what my side hustle is. Not many people do it as a side hustle. Not many have heard of it. And it's been a really fun journey. So I'm happy to share it today.
So, and if you can tell as soon as you hear Danielle talk that, yep, she's a voiceover actor. Listen how clear she is. It's amazing. Okay. You do like a bunch of different things. You don't just do one thing. I've heard we talked on Living the Next Chapter. You do audiobooks. That's why we had you there, which was great. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Commercials, cartoons. Oh, I would love to do a cartoon. That'd be fun. Tell me about some of the things you've worked on, some of your projects.
Yeah, so I've been doing this for about a year and a half or so, primarily audiobooks. Okay. But also I've done e-learning videos. There's a foundation by the UN called Girl Up to empower girls. And I did a few learning modules for them. Oh, we've got planes overhead.
There you go. It's holiday weekend. Should be.
It's a holiday weekend. I've done podcast cartoon voices. I've done commercial cartoon voices. I've done radio and television commercial voices, local commercial voices. And so it's been a really, really fun experience.
Okay. So for anyone listening and they're like, wait a minute, you can get paid to do this stuff? Yeah. You get, I guess, most of your clients, I would say, from like one of those sites like Fiverr or Upwork or something like that. Talk a little bit about how you found those platforms and talk about the one you use. I'm interested to figure that out as well.
Yeah. So becoming a voiceover actor happened really organically for me. It was, winter 2022, and I'm a single mom, and my son got enrolled into a summer program for summer 2022. My full-time gig is in education, so I have the summers off. Yeah. So this was the first summer where my son would be occupied every weekday, all day long. So I thought I need to capitalize on this and make some extra money. Being a voiceover actor was not at the top of my list. I hadn't even really thought about it. And I was watching things on Instagram about side hustles to make money. You know, those always pop up in my feeds. And so I had tried a few different things at first. I applied to be like a personal shopper for one of the personal shopping companies to deliver your groceries. They didn't have any openings for me. I applied to a company to transcribe videos. I didn't make the cut. I guess my transcribing skills are not up to par for this company. And then a few things down on the list, the video suggested sign up for voices.com and do some cartoon voices. And I thought, okay. So that got me interested in the whole voiceover realm. But I literally had no idea about anything, how to do anything. Like I said, my education, my career is in education. That's what I know. So I just started watching YouTube videos, listening to different podcasts. And that's where I started to learn about these different platforms for voiceover. So I'm currently on Fiverr. I'm currently on voices.com, Voice123, and some other smaller ones here and there. And I taught myself through the internet using YouTube podcasts what to do, how to do it, how to figure things out. The answers are out there. There are experts out there to teach you. And I started from knowing nothing to knowing a substantial amount at this point.
And being on a podcast with me. Yay!
The second podcast.
Yeah. See? Now there we go. We're going to have like, yeah, this is great. Okay. Talk a little bit more about voices.com and Voice123. I've never heard of these before. I'd love to know more.
Yeah, so there's a lot of voiceover platforms for freelancers. And that's right. So when you're getting into voiceover, you can be a freelancer or you can have agent representation like actors and actresses do also. Voices.com, Voice123, and there's many others like this, which are just for voiceover work. Platforms like Fiverr, Upwork are for everything, anything you could want somebody for. Voices.com, Voice123 are interesting in that you can sign up for free, but you don't really have access to much as a free member. When you're a free member, people can find you to ask you to do something, but you don't really have the capabilities to apply to things that are posted on your own. I had zero luck as a free member. Who's going to find, there's no, people aren't going to find me. I'm at like the bottom of the food chain as a free member.
Yeah.
So I did end up for both of them upgrading to a paid membership. When they offered sales, I don't do anything full price. I wait for sales, for discount codes, whatever. So there are a lot of opportunities, more so voices.com. Okay. Voice123, I have since learned that the recommendation is once you're a more experienced voice actor to do Voice123. But I didn't know that at the time. And the reason is because the algorithm works on Voice123 based on the amount of auditions you submit versus the amount of jobs you book. So if you continuously on Voice123 submit auditions and nobody books you, you get ranked at the very bottom. And it tells you, you're in the bottom 20% of all people on this platform. You're in the, so it's a, it's almost, you have to be, if you're, so again, for people starting or interested in starting VoiceOver as a side hustle, I would not recommend Voice123 to start, because it's all a game. You have to think about, if I submit this audition, do I have high odds of booking it? Is it worth chancing it? It's more of a game you have to be really strategic about. Whereas voices.com, you can just audition for everything that you want.
Okay. And then for the other platforms then that are like a mix of everything, you want somebody to do your YouTube thumbnail or water your plants or be a voiceover actor. Is it hard to be found there? Because that just seems like it's just a sea of people offering everything or wanting everything.
It definitely is. So I think I have a free profile on, not a free, just a basic profile on Upwork. I haven't put much, that's my summer, on my summer to-do list is to work more through Upwork. Fiverr, I've had a lot of success. I would say if I'm comparing Fiverr versus Voice123 versus voices.com, I've had my most business opportunities through Fiverr. You know, and there are tricks also, right? All these platforms work off of algorithms, and you have to know the algorithm to succeed. So one of the voiceover podcasts that I listened to called A VO's Journey, done by a man named Anthony Pica, and he's prominent in the voiceover industry. And he really takes you, if you're starting off at zero, here's how you can work up to being a successful voiceover actor. And I really learned a lot of my tips and tricks from that podcast. And so he talks about the more interactive you are with Fiverr as a seller, if you're going in and updating your jobs are called gigs on Fiverr. So the more you go in and update your gigs, are you adding new samples? Are you changing your profile picture? Are you adding more of a description to what you do? That affects the algorithm. And so the more you interact with your own Fiverr profile, the higher up you get shown in the results.
Yeah. So you don't just create a profile and then never go back.
Correct.
It's like,
correct.
That's not going to help you.
Correct. And and so people found me on Fiverr and I didn't do anything extra. You know, they sell all these things. You can pay this much money and boost your results and et cetera, et cetera. I did it without any of that. And I was found and I've been the most successful on Fiverr.
Good. So when you set up a profile on Fiverr, do you have to pick a thing that you do? So like a topic or a searchable term that people would find voiceover? Is there kind of something in the background that you have to set up that way?
Yes. Yeah, so you set up your profile and then Fiverr, you're put at a certain level. So you would start, as soon as you sign up for a Fiverr profile, you're labeled as a new seller. And with a new seller, you can post X number of gigs. Maybe it's five or I don't know, something like that. And as you grow, I think I'm currently a level 2 seller. As you grow in the ranks, you're allowed to put more gigs up. And you want your gig to be really specific. So I have a gig for audiobooks. I have a gig for commercial voiceover. I have a gig for e-learning videos. I have a gig for cartoon voices. Sometimes around the fall, I put up a gig for political ads. So the more specific you, and then you have to think of what would people search for?
Yeah.
And how can you include that in your description or whatever so that you do pop up for that? Like the in A VO's Journey, Anthony Pica talks about around Halloween, he puts up a spooky voice gig. Or I've seen people around the holidays put up a Santa Claus voice gig, thinking about what the market may want at certain points over the year and tailoring your gigs to meet those needs.
Okay, so that's amazing. I love this because I have a lot of podcasters who use their voice and they're thinking, I could do this. This would be a great, I already have all my gear. I'm all set up for recording podcasts.
Right.
I might as well be doing this as well. This is awesome.
And you can make a gig specifically for podcast intros and outros. And that could be a specific gig.
Okay. Talk about how is pricing set up? We don't have to get into your numbers, but how is pricing set up? How do you put a dollar figure on doing a cartoon voice compared to a podcast intro?
Right.
How do you do that? Who sets the prices? Kind of tell us how that works.
So there are industry standards set by, I forget the organization, but it's, I don't know, the National Association for Voice Actors or something like that. And they have industry standards. I will say that if you're going through voices.com, Voice123, where you're working with people and or companies that have experience in commercials or whatever, and have experience with voiceover, hiring voiceover actors, you will get paid closer to voiceover industry standards, which is approximately, depending on what it, not for audiobooks, but for characters, for commercials, you're looking at about $100 to $150 per minute.
What?
Let's rewind that.
Hello.
Yep. Now, for depending on how the, let's say it's a commercial.
Yeah.
We can say about $100 to $150 per minute is industry standards. But then how is it being used? And that increases the price.
Oh.
So if they are going to be using this commercial on television and on the internet and on social media, that adds on to the cost for the voiceover actor, because it's the rights. The right to use my voice for this commercial for X number of weeks, months, in perpetuity, etc. On platforms, and so now that's, again, Voices, Voice123, the more voiceover specific platforms, you will get closer to industry standards.
Yeah.
When you're on Fiverr, Upwork, most likely you are not going to get close to industry standards.
Yeah.
Fiverr, the platform Fiverr, was created because when they first started, everything was $5. That's where Fiverr, the name, comes from.
Okay.
When you're on Fiverr, you are getting more inexperienced buyers. For example, a college student who is starting their own YouTube channel for an anime series and needs a voice, or things like that. So you are not going to go into those platforms expecting industry standards, but you are going to have a start. And as you gain more experience, and let's say on Fiverr, you start moving up on the levels based on your reviews, your sales, you can start charging higher prices.
Okay. All right. This is okay. See, that's what I love. There's so much great information in here. I love this. What is something that you find that is the most fun if it shows up in your inbox? Hey, I need you to voice this. What are you like? Oh, I can't wait to do this. What's one of the fun things to do?
So I love a short, quick project.
Good.
A character voice, a commercial. You know, when things pop up for me that is a company that is a well-known company.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just an audition, I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine I got it. And so far, not yet. I haven't booked any, you know, well-known companies yet, but it's still just a cool experience to be like, I'm submitting an audition for
XYZ.
I did one for Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Ooh.
And just to do the audition.
Yeah.
Right. And then on the platform, I was shortlisted by the company. And so I didn't get it, but even just the idea that, okay, somebody from that works with them listened to this and they like it and they put me on a short list of potential people is really cool. And for me, it's a win because I came into this a year and a half ago knowing nothing.
Wow.
And so to even have some of these opportunities are so cool.
See, that's really nice. I would love that if somebody highlighted me and went, yeah, I like this one. I'm like, huh. That means a lot just to see that. That's cool.
Yes.
Cool. Anything for new people setting up their profile on, say, Fiverr, Upwork, that they should do for sure, and something they should definitely not do from your perspective?
Speaking more about Fiverr, the image that you use carries a lot of weight. The thumbnail that you use for your profile, your gigs, and, you know, of course, we'd love to say, no, it doesn't matter, but it does, because that's the only thing, as somebody scrolling through all these thumbnails, that's the only thing that that people have to go by. And especially as a voiceover actor, people and companies do want to see the person behind the microphone. They do want to see the face associated with the voice. So being really mindful that your face is visible, that it's clearly written on the thumbnail what the gig is. Is this your audiobook gig or your e-learning gig, whatever? But there's also people on Fiverr whose gigs are to make you a gig thumbnail. So you could also go on Fiverr and pay somebody to make your Fiverr thumbnail.
Yeah, of course you could. Yes.
Round and round we go.
There you go. Well, there you go. There's another side hustle option for everyone listening. I like that. Anything you shouldn't do on there that didn't work for you, or
I think being any platform that you're on, being really mindful of their terms of service.
Yes. Okay.
And really mindful of, you know, what their do's and don'ts are on that platform. Because if somebody says to you, you know, oh, can you do this job, whatever, and you say yes and you do it, you don't want to do something that potentially will get you banned from this platform forever. So I think just being really, really knowledgeable and really thinking about that the customer is always right. And it's so hard, especially when you're not used to being in a, you know, I work in education, which is customer service to a certain degree, but being really mindful of how you can please the customer, especially on Fiverr. Your ratings that a buyer gives you are huge for the algorithm, are huge for where you show up in the search results. So you really want to be striving for perfect 5-star reviews every time. And if somebody's not happy, thinking about what you need to do, you know, as annoyed as you might be, as frustrated as what you might be, figuring out what you need to do to get that 5-star review.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you on Fiverr. I'm going to hire you to do an intro for one of my podcasts. And I'm going to give you a 5-star review. How's that?
Thanks.
Okay. So I'm going to hire you. I'm just going to go beyond just having you on the show. I want to help you get more ratings. So I'm going to do that just to help your ratings. Is that okay?
Thank you. That's great. Thank you.
Okay. That's our agreement, everyone. You hear me. So when you come back to Living My Side Hustle, you're going to hear another amazing voice. And it's going to be Danielle.
Thank you.
So we're going to set that up. Okay. So let's definitely do that. While we're talking about that, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, I want Danielle right now, I go to Fiverr and I'm like, how do I find you? I have no idea how I would even find you on that app. Where would I look? Or do you have a link through to your Fiverr account so we can share that with everybody?
I have an Instagram account, Voice Danielle. But on Instagram, I'm Voice Danielle. And in my bio, I have all the links to my profiles on all the different platforms. So you can go through there or just message me directly and we can work something out.
Okay. Well, there you go. So that was a little plug we put in there. And you're really good at this. This is awesome. Okay. So cartoon work. Okay. I just have to ask. Like, are you just making up random voices in your head and saying, hey, let's try this? Because I would be like, I would forget what I did for company A. And when company A comes back a year later and goes, that's great, let's do it again. And you're like, oh gosh, what was that voice? Right?
Yeah. So one of the recurring character voices that I do is for a podcast. And it's, you know, sometimes a few months will go by before they'll reach out and say, okay, we need you for this episode or whatever. And I have to go back and listen to what I sent them the last time to remind myself, what on earth was that voice that I did? That's the reality of it. You know, I save everything that I've done, you know, my best auditions, I don't save all my auditions, but my best auditions and finished products that I've done, I have a separate hard drive, because I do have to go back sometimes and re-listen. What did that voice sound like? Or if I'm doing audiobook work and I'm doing multiple books in a series, I have to go back. If that character is back in book two, I have to remind myself what they sounded like in book one.
Yeah. If somebody's going to listen to that and go, wait, that's not Sammy. Yeah.
Right. Like, right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Cool. Okay. So the one thing I'm thinking everybody's thinking is, well, Danielle's probably got this huge studio and a big staff and a $4,000 microphone and brings her a tea. And she has a big throne that she sits on, you know, and lighting effects and a choir. I don't know. That's all part of the deal, right? This is your big setup. Tell everybody. How did you learn what kind of equipment to buy? Is it expensive to set up for a single mom listening going, I would really like to do this, but I'm afraid of technology. I have no idea what I'm doing. Tell us kind of how you landed on where you are right now.
Yeah. So thinking about this, my goal was to make money. Yeah. So I wanted to put as little money into it as I had to at the beginning. Right. So again, listening to the voiceover podcasts, watching the YouTube channels, when I first start, I'm using the same microphone that I did when I first started out. It's a USB microphone. So it plugs right into the USB port of your, and I have a laptop that I had already, plugs right into the USB port of the laptop. It's about $100.
Yeah.
Now, before I had a booth, I had this little, and if you look in the thumbnail of the photo, I had this little trifold foamy thing. There's a name for it, but it's escaping me right now. Yeah. And I would just sit at a table and talk into this, right? Because when you're thinking about voiceover work, the biggest thing you want to eliminate is the echo.
Yeah.
Most likely, as people are listening to this, there is an echo because I'm not in my booth currently. That is the big thing. And the more I do voiceover, the more critical I am when I'm listening to commercials and advertisements. And I'm really closing my eyes and trying to hear the voice. It's clear. You don't hear any reverberation.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. So often people will say, as you're starting out in voiceover, go into a coat closet. Yeah. Or go into a place where sometimes when people are traveling, when voiceover artists travel, sometimes they'll make a fort out of couch cushions in their hotel room and get inside to record, because you want a place where sound can be absorbed and you don't hear the echo into your microphone. So I started off, I didn't really have a good coat closet. So I started off with just this trifold thing. But then I also, in the post-production process, which I taught myself as well, I would take out the echoes as much as I could in there. And then as I started making more money, I started thinking about, okay, I need to step up my recording. So I ended up getting a new laptop that was an investment for me. And I went with a MacBook laptop. Nice. Because it's silent. And you don't want to have any technology with you while you're recording that's going to have a loud fan or any sort of additional noise. And then my fiance built me a booth out of PVC pipes and audio blankets. So cheap. Again, I had the labor was free, but the materials were cheap, maybe a few $100s. But that's not what I started out with. I started out with this tabletop trifold foam thingy. And then, you know, as I become more profitable in the business, I am going to start upgrading things, maybe add another layer of audio blankets to my booth for increased absorption, maybe change out my USB microphone for a higher level microphone. But those come with time. And I think as soon as you start, you want to be really mindful. You don't want to start out buying a $5,000 booth, because that's what they could go for, that you might never become successful with. You might never make that money back. You might decide like, oh, you know, it's not for me. So the most minimal amount of money you can spend at the beginning is the best.
So we can hire your fiance on Fiverr to build us a booth?
Maybe. Depends where you live, I guess.
So come with delivery and setup and everything. That's awesome, everyone. Sign up. I'm in
you
China.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm in China. When can you be here? Yeah. That's really cool. Okay, that's really fun. Just created some extra work there. Okay, again, it's your holiday weekend. And again, I'm like, oh my gosh, to give up your time and be here with us to chat about this is awesome. Any other advice for somebody who wants to start this, Danielle, they want to get into voice acting. We've covered a lot of great stuff. My dog is barking upstairs. Anyways, we want to get into it. We want to start this. And is there anything else we haven't touched on that is really important that could help somebody get into
business? Yeah, I think before you start buying any equipment or anything, you have to work on your voice acting skills.
Okay, thank you.
Right? You could have all the equipment in the world, but if a company tells you, I want you to deliver this warm and caring, and you don't know how to interpret those words and deliver a warm and caring voiceover, that's what you need to start with. You know, you could have the best microphone, the best booth in the world, but you have to really work on your voice acting skills. So maybe that's taking classes. Maybe that's joining a Facebook group where you pair off with somebody and you work together on your own. And again, it doesn't have to be a lot of money, but you have to make sure, you know, a misconception is that voice acting is just reading a script, reading words off a page, reading a book out loud. And that's not what it is. It really is acting, but just with your voice. So you really need to work on that first before worrying about the other things.
Okay. So you've been doing this for a while. You're getting recognition. You're getting the gigs, and that's amazing. Do you have an end game to this, or is it just going to be that side hustle that just lives in the background? And when you need it, it's there. Is that kind of the idea?
For now it is. If I start making enough money that I could live off of this full time, I would love to, because this has been just so much fun and so cool, and a lot less stressful than my day job.
Right.
But, you know, for the interim, yes. And, you know, maybe long term, it'll be my full time gig once I retire from my daytime gig, you know, looking ahead to that. But for now, it is a side hustle and it's fun. But the day it starts not being fun is the day I won't do it anymore.
Awesome. Amazing. Okay. So we talked about having a link in the show notes for finding you through your Instagram account, which we now know the name of. That's great. Any other ways that people can connect with you and interact with you? What do we got?
Yeah, you can do a direct email, voicedanielleF@gmail.com. Like we said, Instagram, Voice Danielle. And then in my bio, in my Instagram profile, I have the links to find me on all the other platforms.
There you go. So that's the easy way to do that. Danielle, again, thank you for making time on a wonderful weekend to do this at a holiday weekend. I really do appreciate it. I love having you here. There's another podcast I'd love to have you on, is How to Podcast Series. Let's talk about that in the future, not on a holiday weekend, but get you there as well, because I want to promote you as a great intro, outro, voice person, because I get that question all the time. Dave, I need someone. Who do you trust? Who can I call? Who can I reach out to? It's Danielle. That's it. There's one. That's the person you need to talk to. So there you go. And again, like I'm promised, I'm going to hire you because I want to give you those ratings. So that's going to happen as well. Thank you so much for making time to be on the show.
Thank you, Dave. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Go check out the show notes. All information there. Hire the best. Danielle's here. And we only bring the best on the podcast. We know that. Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank you. Awesome. I have an Instagram account.
Voice D. I'm trying to remember your account. I'm following.
Take two.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you, KidsPod. a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.